BSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Yes, he is.
If you try now, I know that you can lend a helping hand.
Very good morning to you, and it is still cold. You know, it's February. What do you expect? Of course it's cold outside. I'm Brian, in today for Tim. He will be back on Monday. I'll be back again tonight at 6 for Freedom Fools. Be that as it may, and I want to thank Phil Devitt, Celtics did win first game after the All-Star break last night, triple-double for Jason Tatum, 124-104 against the 76ers, in Philly. Last night at the TD Garden, they held what was known as the Four Nation Hockey Tournament. And it was the finals last night, the Canadian team against the USA team. Canadian team won in overtime. Bruins, they're back in action, I believe, on Saturday evening. Okay, jump up and down. Jump up and down right now, because I am pleased to tell you that the Department of Public Utilities, I don't know if they've done their job, but it's more or less government to the rescue. Here's what they did. They ordered the companies that deliver natural gas to your home to lower the bills. How about that? They're lowering the bills. And so here's what they're doing. They are lowering the bill, but the gas companies, they still want their money. So what they're going to do is take some of those delivery charges that you're also paying for right now. They're going to spread them out throughout the year. So you might see a little savings right now, but it's going to catch up to you in the summertime. You know, the summertime when you don't use the gas as much, you're going to look at the bill and you're going to say, wow, that's a lot higher than it was last year at this time. Anyway, that's the good news, courtesy of the Healey administration and the Department of Public Utilities. Anyway, welcome to the show. It's card reading day. Card reading day. Now, I'm not sure if that's like a thank you card that you're reading or a placard card that you're reading. It's also International Mother Language Day. I may be jumping the gun here, but don't you notice that there are a lot more days, holidays, giving preference to mothers and women compared to what we might see for men, fathers? International Mother Language Day. Is there an international or even a national Father Language Day? I know some guys are listening to this and they're saying, I kind of get where you're going. The women are thinking, God, once again. But if it's good for one, shouldn't it be good for the other? National Caregivers Day. Doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman. if you're a caregiver. National Grain-Free Day. And National Sticky Bun Day. Now, I think there's a little mix-up here because in order to make a nice sticky bun, and I used to love sticky buns, but in order to make a sticky bun, don't you need a little grain? How do you get that bread part without the grain? Maybe you can do it. I have never read the entire Communist Manifesto. Maybe I should pick up a copy and read it over the next couple of days. Why am I bringing that up? Karl Marx and that other guy, Engels, they published the Communist Manifesto on this date, 1848. I think it's good to read as a get a better idea of who your enemy is or could be. Communist Manifesto. I think we have enough problems getting people to read the U.S. Constitution. But the Communist Manifesto, it's available for you to read. Some crazy stuff, in my mind, some crazy stuff in it. The first telephone book comes out in New Haven, Connecticut on this date in 1878. Now, can you imagine? First telephone book in the 1800s. This telephone book was one page. Had 50 names in it. Why don't you just call it the telephone paper? Telephone book. One page. 50 names. I guess it tells us a little bit more about how many people really had a telephone back in that particular era. 1878. The Washington Monument, dedicated on this date in 1855. The work on it began sometime around 1834. And the organization that went to collecting the money in order to build it, they started in, I believe, 1801. A lot of slave labor went into building that Washington Monument. No, I'm not trying to say let's either rededicate it or tear it down. I'm just saying, you know, they needed more money. They had slave labor. Yeah, and you ran out of money, huh? Okay. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. We were introduced to Alka-Seltzer. Alka-Seltzer on this date in 1931. Plop, plop, fizz. I can't believe I ate the whole thing. You know, that stuff. X executed Malcolm X, gunned down while delivering a speech in Harlem, New York, on this date in 1965. We're going to hear more from Malcolm a little bit later on today. And on this date, 1972, I remember, you know, the news, they were covering this, and rightfully so. One of the good things that we can say that Richard Nixon, Tricky Dick, did while he was in office, he became the first president of the United States to visit China. And that historic handshake with Mao Zedong. Whew. 1972. All this leading us to the quote of the day. There is no better teacher than adversity. Every defeat, every heartbreak, every loss contains its own seed, its own lesson on how to improve your performance the next time. Believe it or not, that quote comes from Malcolm X. There is no better teacher than adversity. Every defeat, every heartbreak, every loss contains its own seed, its own lesson on how to improve your performance the next time. All right. So that's the early stuff for you. Phil Devitt has an update in about 15 minutes. I did mention earlier about the Celtics and that Four Nation hockey tournament that concluded last night at the TD Garden. I failed to mention that the Red Sox open up exhibition. Northeastern University, 1 o'clock this afternoon. I don't know. It's February. My hands are a little cold. It's hard to really get into baseball. The Red Sox have made some pretty good moves, I must admit. At the same time, the one that everybody was jumping up and down and hooting and hollering about last week, I'm a Yankee fan, but I really do like the Red Sox. I know people find that hard to believe, but I think that they've opened up a big can of worms with the move that they made last week. They have a third baseman who is average, but he's one of the better hitters in the league. He is the team captain. And now you go out and you bring in Alex Bregman, who is a gold glove third baseman. He's an okay hitter over the past few years. Not so okay. He's played on some great teams over the past 8 years. So now he comes to the Red Sox, which are kind of so-so. That one person, I feel like we're taking a bunch of cement and saying, okay, you got to carry this team now. And I don't know that Alex Bregman can do it, and I believe moving him to a different position outside of third base is not going to be an easy transition. And they've got a person who's playing third base who doesn't want to move off of third base. Now, as a team captain, you might want to do what's best for the team. Just a thought as we meander through the 6 o'clock hour. Lots of things on the table for you. First and foremost, I brought this up earlier this week on my Freedom Fools show, where we were talking about the fact that utility bills are just going right out the roof. Woman friend got the bill a couple of weeks ago, and I mean, you know how knees buckle? She's standing there saying to me, I need help with this. And I'm looking at the bill and I'm saying, yeah, it is kind of high. Not as high as some of the bills that I've been hearing about. If you have an extraordinarily high gas or electric bill, I want to hear from you this morning at 508-996-0500. And you must be happy now. I told you the news just a little while ago. Maybe you were busy shaving or getting yourself prepared and you didn't hear. But the Department of Public Utilities has demanded that the gas companies lower their gas bills. I should say the utility companies lower their gas bills, because almost everywhere here in the Commonwealth where there is a utility company, they control both gas and electric. So the good news is that gas bills, I guess starting with the next gas bill, should be lower, because some of the delivery charges are going to be spread out into the warmer months when you don't use as much gas. So that is one part of the bad news. Yeah, you're going to get a lower bill now. Good news. It's going to be spread out over the summer months. That's bad news number one. Bad news number two, I have not heard that the Department of Public Utilities is asking that these utility companies also lower the delivery charges for electricity. My guess is if they did, and we're not hearing about it right now, it too will be spread out. But how do you spread that out over the summer period when a lot of people are running their air conditioner? That was Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth talking about the dozing that's going to be taking place within the Department of Defense. It's underway right now. Not exactly sure everything that's going to be cut. I want to go back to something that I was listening to the commercials. There was a commercial that Michael Rock did in regards to solar. And I wonder how much you really save. I'm not trying to say that you don't. In fact, I am positive that there is savings. But there was something that I heard the other day. I'm not sure if it was a caller or my guest, Mike Urban, who mentioned it. The fact is, whether or not you use your electricity or your gas, if you're hooked up, if you're connected, you still have to pay that delivery charge. And we have been talking about delivery charges because there seems to be a lot that's been going on, certainly with Eversource. Eversource made some pretty bad investments into wind energy. And they tried to get out, and they did get out. But the fact of the matter is, they lost their shirt. They lost hundreds of millions of dollars. And they had put billions of dollars into the project. Well, they're passing that on to the yous and me's. If you use Eversource, you are paying for that loss. That's one of the reasons the delivery charges are higher, because of that loss. There's another reason. And this one deals with a program called Mass Save. Now, Mass Save is a program. It works in a variety of ways. One of the ways, the way that I'm understanding it from the state and also from this guy, Mike Urban, is that if you decide to do some energy saving techniques like solar, then you get a credit. Well, that credit has to be paid for by someone. Guess who? The other people. The other thing, you also end up paying for folks that are on a savings plan, because you know and I know that it can tend, it being utilities, can tend to be very costly if you're on a tight fixed income. And so these people get discounts. If you're on AFDC but you're not living in public housing, well, you can go to Pace and get Pace to pony up a part of your utility bills. Well, Pace gets its money from the state. And they probably get some, I don't know this for sure, but they probably get some money from the feds. But at any rate, who do you think pays for that? We do. Whether you're paying for it through your tax dollars or paying through the rate company, Eversource in this particular case, we're paying. We have no say. In fact, the state mandates that the utility companies pay for it. Well, the utility companies see that, they're going to pass it on. It's like the tariffs. All right, so the importer gets hit with a tariff on chips, widgets, you name whatever. Well, they pay at the time that the product is being imported. They then turn it over to whomever their wholesaler or retailer is. Well, they are taking care of the cost of doing business, and they're charging the next person. Eventually, it comes to you, the consumer, and you're going to have that bumped up price. So it all, you know, one way or the other, we're going to end up paying for it. There might be a little relief right now on the gas bill. But in the summertime, in June, July, August, September, when you're thinking, phew, don't have to worry about it, guess what? There it is. All right, what do you say we go over to Studio 6 and 7/8? That's where Phil Devitt is with an update for us.
Trump gets the legal okay to keep saying you're fired as the defense secretary signals major cuts ahead. UnitedHealthcare offering buyouts and a once-in-a-century reveal in Egypt.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
A federal judge says President Trump's mass firings of government employees can continue for now. Multiple labor unions recently filed a lawsuit trying to block the administration's layoffs of thousands of probationary employees. On Thursday, the judge denied the bid, saying the federal court was not the appropriate avenue for the lawsuit. Despite the denial, the judge indicated he was sympathetic to the unions, saying many of Trump's executive orders caused disruption and even chaos in widespread quarters of American society. Trump administration is ending the temporary protected status of Haitian immigrants. Back in June, former President Biden announced Haitians would receive temporary protection due to the island's violent domestic turmoil. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem has announced it will end those protections. Most Americans are worried about the Department of Government Efficiency's cuts impacting programs like student financial aid and Social Security payments. In a new Reuters Ipsos poll, 58% of Americans said they're worried about delays to those payments. President Trump named tech billionaire Elon Musk to head the agency, but the White House noted earlier this week he's technically not part of the group. A court filing shows that Musk is considered an employee of the White House office. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is telling the military to prepare for major budget cuts. Mark Mayfield has the story.
Hegseth issued the memo Tuesday, one day before President Trump endorsed the House's budget plan, which includes a $100 million decrease in defense spending. Despite calling for an increase in defense budgets 1 week earlier, Hegseth has now ordered all military branches to create a plan that cuts 8% of their budget over the next 5 years. The only exception to the budget cuts will be for border security. I'm Mark Mayfield.
A Texas mother says her 11-year-old daughter died by suicide because she was bullied over her immigration status. Jocelyn Rojo Carranza of Gainesville, Texas, died earlier this month, and her mother says fellow students insulted her and claimed she was in the U.S. illegally. The mother said students said they'd call immigration so her parents would be taken away. She said she had no previous indication her daughter was being harassed by her classmates. An investigation is underway, but the school district won't say if it was aware Carranza was being bullied. UnitedHealthcare is offering some employees buyouts. Michael Kastner reports.
The offer comes amidst a turbulent year for the insurance company, which posted record revenue while dealing with a massive cyber attack and the murder of its CEO, Brian Thompson, in December. The buyouts are targeted at employees in the company's benefits operations unit. Those who decline the offer will either keep their jobs or get a comparable position. I'm Michael Kastner.
And a pharaoh's tomb has been discovered for the first time in more than a century. Egyptologists announced this week they found the tomb of Thutmose II, the last undiscovered royal tomb of the 18th Egyptian dynasty, dating to the 15th century BC. It was discovered by a British and Egyptian team near the city of Luxor in an area thought to contain the graves of royal women. But inside, they found the sign of a pharaoh. The pharaoh himself was found in the 1800s. But the original burial site had been unknown.
WBSM Sports.
Celtics with a win over the Philadelphia 76ers, 124-104, home at TD Garden to play the New York Knicks on Sunday. Bruins have the floor first. Boston home to play the Anaheim Ducks at TD Garden on Saturday night.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Bright and breezy for your Friday here on the South Coast. A high getting up to about 34 degrees. On Saturday, mostly sunny. Again, a high near 35. On Sunday, partly cloudy, a little bit warmer, but not much. A high of 41. Same for Monday. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM. And get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
If the white man, with no laws passed whatsoever, would accept the black man into his school, would accept the black man into his neighborhood, would accept the black man into his social system, economic system, and political system without laws having to be passed, then we would go for that.
It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page. Love and tradition of the grand design, some people say it's even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls, 'cause all I see is a tower of dreams.
Welcome back to the Tim Weisberg Show. Tim is off today. I'm Brian. Glad to be with you. We'll be with you again 7 o'clock tomorrow morning on Brian's Beat and 6 o'clock tonight on Freedom Fools right here on WBSM. If you'd like to join into the program, you're more than welcome to do so at 508-996-0500. The good news, the Department of Public Utilities, after being ordered by Governor Healey to do something about it, has decided to lower gas bills. Lower the bills for the residents. But the utility companies are going to pass that bill on to you. You know, I've had propane gas for cooking, just for a short period of time. But propane gas for cooking, I know there's some people that actually heat their home with the propane, and I'm wondering if there are delivery charges, you know, other types of delivery charges involved with the propane. My guess is it might be a little bit more expensive than natural gas. I don't know. Or you might need to fill up more. I prefer oil. It might cost a lot to fill up a 300 or 400 gallon drum, but you don't fill it as often. And as I've said to a few people, when I do that, or when I used to do that last fill up sometime in April, it would last me until October. Which means, yeah, you probably went through, if you did it in October, you probably did another one mid-November, and then at the beginning of January, and maybe one in February. And February might last you into March, and then that next time in April. So you might think it balances out, but to me, it was a lot better. But for one thing, you can regulate, you can really control how you use that oil. 508-996-0500 is how you get onto the show today. Hello.
Hey, good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Brian.
I'm just calling about the whole utility thing. You know, the governor and these utility companies must think that we're all stupid. It really baffles me. We're now approaching the month of March. First of all, they're talking about, they're going to try to do something to lower the gas. Well, yeah, because come around the end of April, beginning of May, we're not worried about gas because people are not using really any gas to heat their homes.
True.
So, you know, they always do, you know, they come around every year saying, oh, you know, gas prices are going to go down. Well, yeah, thank you. Thank you very much for nothing, because now, you know, between November, December, January, February, that's 4 months that we've had to be paying literally through the butt, not even through the nose. So if you think you're doing me a favor, you're really not. Second of all, you know, the governor we have in this state right now is really a joke. And, you know, if I think we need also is the, you know, somebody in there clean sweeping the state, seeing what's going on.
When you say the governor, in there, you're talking about in the governor's office? Where exactly?
Well, yeah, but not just, yeah, the governor's office, because first of all, you know, she knew very well and knows very well what's going on with the whole gas situation and utilities. Okay, and for her to come across now, you know, the last couple of days acting like, oh my God, you know, like I didn't know, you know, I had no idea. I didn't know the people that live in this state were paying through the nose. I mean, come on, really? You didn't know, because, you know, you haven't heard about it on the media or anywhere else. And, you know, it just baffles me how she always playing the stupid card.
So you might be ahead of me on the game. Is that what she said? That she didn't know?
Well, yeah. I mean, not direct, like, you know, a direct quote, but in the last couple of, you know, comments that she's made on TV, when they've approached her about that, yeah, that's basically what it comes down to.
She had no idea.
She didn't realize. You know, what people were paying for gas. Really? You didn't realize, like, you didn't know. Okay, come on. If you didn't know, well, then now we got a big problem as far as.
Well, I mean, there's two sides to that coin. I really don't know what people pay for gas. I do now because I have gas, but under oil, you know, I knew what people were paying for oil heat. Maybe, I don't know how she heats her house. But,
all right, but Brian, listen to what you're saying. How does she not know? She's the governor of this state. She doesn't. She knows exactly everything that.
Do you think so? I know. I think these people are oblivious to what's going on.
You're telling me the way the utilities work, she doesn't know, like her staff and people she comes across and everything else. I mean, come on.
I'm serious. I don't think staff people go up to their representative or their governor and say, wow, my gas bill was $300, 20, you know, whatever percent higher than it was the month before. I don't think they do that. I think the yous and me's do that.
Listen, Brian, they don't have to go up to her. Let's just take it local. The city of New Bedford, the mayor's office, you got the employees in there who I'm sure are talking about their utility bills. Now, if it had something to do with the city, I'm sure the mayor would hear the conversation.
I think you're talking mayor is different than talking governor.
Brian, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You can be sorry
anything,
all you want, but when you're a mayor, you're closer to the action than a governor. That's pretty simple. Now, maybe the state senators, they hear some of that talk. I don't think the governor hears what the minions are saying, whether they work in the state house or wherever they're working from. Now, is she oblivious to what's going on? And are some of these state reps? Yeah, they have an idea, but they don't know what their individual employee is paying. I do appreciate your call, but sometimes it's easy to look at it from where we sit. It's not as, you know, when you're a governor, do you know how many different things are going on? Do you know what, especially when you're going out of state? Look, I don't want to be sticking it for Maura Healey. I would say the same thing about Charlie Baker. Yeah, you might hear things, but you don't know. Because you've got bigger fish to fry. And that's the truth. Should they know? Of course they should. Do they know? That's an entirely different thing. 508-996-0500. I don't want to be sticking up for Maura Healey. I don't.
Mike.
I don't know if that's me or Pete Hegseth. 508-996-0500. One of the bigger stories of yesterday, the DOD, Department of Defense, under the knife for dozing. I do like that term, dozing. And to try to hit things off, the Pentagon announced that they were going to come up with $50 billion a year in cuts over, I believe, a 5 or a 7 year period. Their budget is about $800 billion. And they figured, well, you know, we can cut this $50 billion. How much do you think we, the taxpayers, could save if we closed one of the bases that we have in Germany? Close one of the bases that we have in England. We have so many bases around the globe. Close some of these bases and send the troops home. Don't you think we could save a bundle of money doing that? Don't you think we could save a lot of money if we have the contractors come up with whatever it is that they want to sell us instead of bidding for money and then turning around and taking that money and building out whatever it is that they want to build out? The company could run leaner and meaner as the government runs leaner and meaner. We have also been talking about gas prices coming down. We had a caller on just a few minutes ago. And I really don't think that the Maura Healeys of the world know everything or hear everything that goes on in the hallway. Certainly in the hallway when you've got the corner office, it's not like you're walking up and down the hallway listening to folks. And when you are walking up and down the hallway, if you've ever been to the State House, you're walking with somebody. If you're the governor and you've got that person's ear, that person has your ear as you're talking about whatever hot topic it is that you're getting ready to deal with, whether you're going over to the Senate president's office or the Speaker of the House's office. You know, when you're the governor, those are the kind of things you do over there. And you do meet with folks from the Department of Public Utilities and Massport and some of these other folks there. When those folks are coming in, they're not talking about an individual bill. They're not talking about their own bill. And if they do, it's in passing. And so I don't know how Maura Healey heats her home. And she could easily be heating with oil because it, quite frankly, it's preferred. I know a lot of people are on gas. But it's preferred if you can afford. And she certainly can. I don't know how often she looks at the bill. She's a governor. She was an attorney general before. Let's not pretend like we know what they do each and every day. All right, that's stated. Marion. 23 degrees, 22 in Swansea, and 23 in New Beige. Yeah, we're going to own the Gaza Strip. Governor Healey was talking to News Center 5 about the utility rates. And according to a story at WCVB.com, the utility companies say they need to charge higher delivery rates to continue funding a variety of state-mandated programs such as MassSave. MassSave offers rebates to customers who move away from heating with fossil fuels.